Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Onur Sajlak, who is presenting his film More in the official competition of this festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Right, so the first question is very simple, and would you be able to introduce your movie and tell them a little bit about the story and however you'd like to introduce it to them?
Daha, filmimizin adı ve bir...
Our film is called More, and it's an adaptation, an inspiration from a novel. It's about a 14-year-old boy who does smuggling human trafficking with his father. As a summary, I could say that it's a story about how violence is produced and reproduced through generations.
So would you be able to tell me, because this is a very delicate topic, would you be able to tell me a little bit more about the background of the cultural background of the story before we move on to the making of the movie?
Bu göçmen sorunu öyle karmaşık bir sorun ki.
The refugee situation going on right now, it's so complicated that it's very difficult to define. So it's important to look from different perspectives to have an idea. There's 3 million Syrian people in Turkey right now, and with the writer, we try to understand and find a vision to stand in a point. And we decided to tell the story not from the arrivals, people that arrive, but from the people who sent them away.
So in the middle of it, it's also a coming of age story.
Yeah, sure. Aslında herkesin çok ortaklık kurabileceği bir film.
It's a story that people can actually relate because it's a story about growing up. But in this case, it's through violence, through oppression, and the boy, he can't really deal with all this. So at the end, he actually becomes like his father, but in a way even more fascist. At that stage, maybe at that age, there's two options. It's either going the good way or the bad way. The good way, there's no price for it. There's no opportunity, actually. But if you go the bad way, there's a lot that comes with it. There's lots of offers. There's lots of opportunity. And it's also the easy way. So at the end, actually, even if the boy tries to be good, he keeps ending up at the other side, the opposite side.
Like a novel by Emile Zola. People are dominated by preordained order of things. But incidentally, this film is based on a novel. Mm-hmm. And I would like to know why, how you came across the novel and why you decided that it would be great for your first feature film.
Bundan iki yıl önce ilk kısa filmimizi çektiğimizde
2 years ago when we shot our first short film we also worked with the writer Hakan Günay. After the film, the short film, we came closer, so we were more connected, and with that we actually started to complete each other in our ideas, through our ideas, and it was a good combination of a director and a writer, so that's how we became like a group.
Ve yani şunu da ekleyelim, Hakan Günday 8 romanı var ve
Hakan is actually a quite famous writer. He has 8 novels, and last year he was nominated for the French Best Novelists or something like that, and his books have been translated to 24 different languages, and so I'm very glad that I had this opportunity to do this, because nobody could actually adapt or
the first time
to try to attempt to do this.
So final question, because we have one little bit more time. The film is very intense, and certainly the visual style of the movie contributes to that intensity. And I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about how you visualized the movie.
Bu benim ilk filmim olduğu için bunun üzerine çok çalıştık, çok düşündük.
He said that we've worked a lot because it's his also first film. And he said that there was like 2-3 options, but working with the refugees gave it another language as a for the camera and the use of the camera actually became more rough. With the director of photography and the editor, he says that I was so lucky to work with them, and they put so much effort and so much ideas also inside. So he says that I hope I can continue also working with them.
What are the names?
DOP, Director of Photography, Feza Çaldıran, and the editor, Ali Aga.
They deserve credit. It's a great film, and I thank you very much for joining us and
thank
talking
you.
With us about it.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.